Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Vintage Recipes of the 1950s by Kevin Palmer McDermott is an English language retro-themed cookbook that revisits the home cooking and popular flavors associated with mid-century America. Positioned as part of a vintage and retro cookbooks line, its purpose is to help readers recreate classic dishes from an era shaped by post-war economic growth, expanding convenience foods, and the rise of television as a centerpiece of family life. Rather than presenting a technical culinary curriculum, the book emphasizes nostalgia through approachable recipes meant for modern home kitchens. The framing connects the decade to broader cultural touchstones such as rock and roll and changing household routines, then uses food as the most practical way to experience that history. For readers, the appeal lies in assembling meals that feel period-inspired while still being achievable with contemporary ingredients and equipment. As a result, the book functions both as a recipe collection and as a light cultural snapshot of how many families cooked and ate during the 1950s. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cooking as a window into 1950s American culture. A key topic in the book is the idea that recipes can preserve a decade's everyday culture. The 1950s are presented as an eventful period, commonly associated with new mass media routines and a shifting sense of domestic life. By revisiting staples from that time, the cookbook frames food not just as something to prepare, but as a way to understand what families valued practicality, familiarity, and meals that fit a changing household schedule. The cultural backdrop referenced in descriptions includes the growing role of television in daily life and the broader feeling of optimism tied to economic upswing. This matters because it helps explain why certain dishes became widely loved and repeatedly cooked. The book's retro angle encourages readers to approach the recipes as both taste experiences and artifacts of their time. Even without deep historical essays, the thematic emphasis on the decade invites readers to notice how ingredients, meal structure, and presentation reflect mid-century expectations about entertaining family dinners and what counted as a satisfying home-cooked meal. Secondly, staple recipes and the goal of authenticity. Another important theme is the promise of recreating staples from the 1950s in a way that feels authentic to the era's popular cooking. The book's positioning highlights classic flavors and familiar dishes rather than experimental or chef-driven reinventions. That focus appeals to readers who want a reliable route to retro cooking, make recognizable recipes, get predictable comfort food results, and experience the tastes people associate with the period. Authenticity here is best understood as a practical cooking authenticity, meaning dishes that align with widely remembered mid-century home cooking patterns. The approach is also inclusive for different skill levels, implying that the recipes are meant to be accessible to modern cooks without specialized training. For a reader, this theme translates into confidence. The cookbook is designed as a straightforward recipe collection, where the payoff is the nostalgic effect. It also makes the book useful for themed meals, family nights, or anyone wanting to explore vintage cooking without having to search across multiple sources. Thirdly, nostalgia and the emotional power of classic flavors. The book centers nostalgia as a feature, not an accident. Descriptions and review commentary emphasize the nostalgic value and the idea of bringing back classic flavors. This topic matters because retro cookbooks often succeed based on mood as much as technique. They help readers reconnect with family memories, regional traditions, or a general fascination with mid-century life. By presenting recipes as irresistible flavors of the past, the book sets expectations that the cooking experience should feel comforting and familiar. Nostalgia also shapes how readers use the book. It can become a resource for recreating dishes remembered from childhood, for introducing younger family members to older food traditions, or for building a themed menu that feels historically inspired without being overly formal. Importantly, nostalgia can be practical too. Many readers want recipes that deliver hearty, approachable meals with recognizable ingredients and serving styles. The book's retro framing supports that desire, encouraging cooking that prioritizes satisfaction and shared enjoyment over novelty. Fourthly, approachability for modern home cooks. Even though the book looks backward, its value depends on being workable in a modern kitchen. The available descriptions suggest a practical, accessible collection, rather than a complex or heavily technical one. This makes approachability an important topic. The recipes are positioned so that contemporary readers can actually cook them, not just read them as curiosities. The cookbook format implies step-by-step preparation with ingredients that can reasonably be sourced today. That accessibility helps bridge the gap between mid-century inspiration and present-day constraints such as time, equipment, and ingredient availability. For many home cooks, the most useful retro cookbooks are those that translate the spirit of older dishes into instructions that fit how people cook now. This theme also supports the book's broad target audience, including casual home cooks and retro enthusiasts. instead of requiring deep prior knowledge of 1950s cuisine, the book invites readers to start cooking immediately and learn the era's flavor patterns by doing. Lastly, a curated snapshot rather than an academic history, the book's positioning suggests it functions primarily as a curated recipe collection with light historical framing, not as an academic study of food history. This is an important distinction for readers deciding what they want from a 1950s-themed cookbook. The description points to cultural context, such as economic change and the rise of television, but it does not indicate a detailed methodological framework or intensive historical analysis. Instead, the book offers a practical, nostalgic experience through cooking that makes the cookbook valuable as a reference and a usable collection while keeping the reading commitment low. For readers, this topic clarifies expectations. They are likely to get a selection of recipes that represent the decade in an approachable way rather than exhaustive documentation. The benefit of a curated snapshot is focus. It reduces the effort of sorting through scattered online recreations and lets the reader sample an era through a coherent set of dishes. In the retro cookbook category, that clarity of purpose is often what makes a book repeatedly useful. In conclusion, Vintage Recipes of the 1950s by Kevin Palmer McDermott fits best for readers who want to cook their way into a specific era, whether for nostalgia, curiosity, or themed entertaining. Home cooks who enjoy comfort food, retro cooking enthusiasts, and anyone interested in mid-20th century American food culture are the most natural audience. The practical benefit is straightforward. It offers a ready-to-use collection of period-inspired staples designed to be achievable in today's kitchen, making it easier to produce meals that feel classic without spending hours researching recipes from multiple sources. The intellectual benefit is lighter but still meaningful, since the book's framing encourages readers to connect flavor and routine with broader cultural shifts, such as changing household habits and the visibility of mass media and family life. Compared with similar retro cookbooks, it stands out through its decade-specific focus and its emphasis on recreating staples as an experience, not merely listing old recipes. That combination of nostalgia, accessibility, and curated selection makes it useful both as a cooking tool and as a small window into how many families ate during a defining period of modern American popular culture. If you would like to support Kevin Palmer McDermott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.